Can you talk about, Lisa, the other neoadjuvant CALGB trial?
Yeah, the other one is targeted for the triple negative subset, so ER negative, PR negative, and HER2 negative, and that will be led by Bill Sykoff. And it is a randomization to, again, a taxane-based regimen followed by AC with bevacizumab, either added or not. And they will, again, look for pathologic complete response as the primary endpoint. There is a second randomization in the chemotherapy regimens. It's an independent one where everyone receives weekly paclitaxel, but half of the women will additionally receive carboplatin. So it's, you know, the classic CALGB, ask as many questions as you can at the same time sort of design. And the reason for that is twofold. One is in ECOG 2100, the forest plots were reported at San Antonio by Kathy Miller last year. And as you may remember, really there was no difference along the subsets in terms of benefit of bevacizumab added to weekly paclitaxel. And in particular, in that study, the ECOG study, because it was a first-line metastatic study, there was a de facto exclusion of HER2-positive disease. Very few patients in that study had HER2-positive disease because the study did not include trastuzumab. So if you look at the forest plots, the subset that were all they've reported is on hormone receptors. However, if you simply look at the ER-negative, PR-negative group, you're basically looking at the triple-negative group because HER2-positive disease wasn't included. And if you look at that group, there's a very strong benefit in that subset, which to me says that bevacizumab clearly is the only targeted therapy that we have clinical evidence of a targeted therapy working in, and makes this a very, very good question to ask in the triple-negative subset. At this point, for triple-negative disease, all we have is chemotherapy. So if we can define a targeted treatment for this group, it can only be a benefit. The randomization to platinum or not, I think, as we all know, the additional benefit of platinums in HER2-positive disease, we have two clinical trials, one was positive, one was negative, and I think it is still an open-ended question. But remember that the triple negative type of breast cancer, the basal-like subtype, is the kind of breast cancer that women with BRCA1 mutations get. When they get cancer, it's basal-like almost always. And there's certainly in the BRCA1 preclinical and even some clinical data that the aberration in the DNA repair pathways that happens when you lose the function of BRCA1 may confer particular sensitivity to platinum-type drugs. And that question, and whether that still holds true in sporadic non-BRCA1 type basal-like breast cancer, will be directly tested in this trial.